30 years ago, abortion wasn't hard to access in Kansas. The state, like a wave of others, had legalized the practice in 1969. There were so few restrictions that one doctor was even able to perform abortions into the third trimester of pregnancy. Today, it looks a lot different. Kansas has passed a 24-hour waiting period. Minors need their parents' permission for abortions. Ultrasounds are mandated. Insurance companies are barred from covering most abortions. And it all goes back to the summer of 1991. That's when one Wichita abortion clinic got the attention of an anti-abortion protest group called Operation Rescue.
Friday, 8-2, Dr. Tiller's attempt to enter the clinic.
Dr. George Tiller was one of few doctors nationwide performing third trimester abortions. That work made him a lightning rod. The group bussed protesters in from around the country that summer. And for nearly 2 months, from morning to night, thousands gathered at the clinics, linking arms and singing, praying, chanting, trying everything they could to keep women from getting abortions.
The choice is death. That's the choice. The other was life. Somebody would love your baby.
But behind the scenes, anti-abortion forces worked to translate the protests into long-term political change.
Every night they would have rallies back at the Wichita Plaza Hotel.
Judy Thomas was a reporter at the Wichita Eagle in 1991.
At the back of the room, they had long tables back there, and, you know, they were signing people up to run for a precinct committee position.
Mark Geetson manned one of those tables. And during the day, he was out at the protests with his three-ring binder, signing up protesters to get involved at the most local level.
Yeah, they were ready to come out with the pitchforks, but it's much smarter and wiser to do it within the law. You don't have a revolution when you have a constitution.
The next year, 1992, moderate Republicans started losing their seats to more conservative, anti-abortion challengers running for the state legislature.
They were out of the pews, into the streets, and then into the political arena.
As anti-abortion politicians found their way into the state house, Kansas started to move from the country's late-term abortion capital to one of the toughest places in the country to get an abortion.
You really started to see, you know, anti-choice laws come into play in 92, 93, and then we've seen a mountain of them since.
Julie Burkhart worked at one of the abortion clinics that was targeted in the summer of 91. Today, she runs an abortion clinic on the site of Tiller's old practice, which had closed after he was killed in 2009 by an anti-abortion zealot. Burkhart and other abortion rights activists tried to hold back the tide, but they were outflanked by anti-abortion groups who were thinking ahead, building off the seeds planted by those 91 precinct captains.
You talk about grassroots. I mean, we have true grassroots.
Mary Kay Culp is the head of the anti-abortion group Kansans for Life.
Politics or an election is kind of like a photograph. You take the best photograph you can at the time. And then your job between then and the next 2 years when you get another one of those photographs is aiming to make it a better photograph.
But right now, the future of abortion in Kansas rests with the courts. The state Supreme Court heard a case last year on whether the state constitution guarantees a right to abortion. Culp says the ramifications of that could be huge.
If they find that there is this, quote, right to abortion in our state constitution, we could lose every single one of the laws we've passed that have cut abortions in half here.
So if Roe goes and the Kansas Supreme Court upholds a right to abortion, activists like Culp will turn to a constitutional amendment. And for that, they're hoping they can fall back on decades of work in local and state politics to keep Kansas one of the most abortion-restrictive states in the country. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox in Topeka.